on Glamp Town. It's the Joe and Alex Show.
I love it. People are driving by, honking their horns. The gates are now open here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Still not been offered a beer yet. If you're listening, yes, I will drink anything. I don't discriminate. Ladies, do you have any extra alcohol you need me to help get rid of? Nope, they're double-fisting.
She's pointing to you where her tent is.
Oh, okay. I'll just go over there and help myself. Update this morning to Alex on my car. It is still trapped. We're told I might be able to get around 4 o'clock this afternoon, so I'm going to live here all weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you found this story. And I think the lady's a little bit off her rocker, but it's kind of interesting.
Sounds legit to me. Hey, you know what they say, love is love. A woman is married to a train station. She claims that they have spent 36 years in love with one another.
How long?
36 years. It's a 45-year-old woman from San Diego. She says she fell for the Santa Fe train station when she was 9 years old.
Choo-choo!
I need some love music.
Some sexy music, maybe.
Although the union is not legally binding, she tied the knot with the building in 2015 and celebrated their one-year anniversary last Christmas. Now, here's where it gets juicy.
Ooh, I like the juice.
She says she has sex with the station mentally and identifies herself as an objectum sexual, which is a person who is sexually attracted to inanimate objects and structures. And she says that every day she takes a 45-minute bus ride to the station to spend time with the building.
Okay, I missed you real quick. What does she identify as?
Objectum sexual.
Oh, it sounded like she identified as like maybe like a train sexual.
Yeah, train sexual. Not to be confused with transsexual, train sexual, because she's in love with this train station.
Now, if you had to identify as something like she is, I mean, good for her. You know what? Everybody needs to find love, and I don't think she's hurting anybody if she marries the train station. That's her thing. Definitely not legal here in Indiana.
Is it illegal? I feel like it probably is legal.
I don't think you can marry hardly anybody in Indiana. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but she says the union is not legally binding, so she just, in her mind, says they've been married since 2015.
So, Alex, if you were going to marry something besides a man one day that's like a sugar daddy, what would you want, like, marry? I assume you'd marry, like, a Chick-fil-A building.
Oh, if I was going to marry, like, an inanimate object?
Yes.
For sure, Chick-fil-A. I mean, you all, I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the air, but I'm dead serious. Like, I'm not joking when I say that on my bucket list is to go to Atlanta and visit the Chick-fil-A headquarters, because they'll give you tours for, like, $25. You get, like, a day-long tour or something, and they'll take you, and, like, you get to see all of their, I don't know, their mysterious kitchens, their test kitchens, and
oh,
all
like
this stuff.
Oh, like the food lab.
Yeah, and I'm dead serious when I say that I will start crying. I will be so excited, because that's how much I love Chick-fil-A. Like, it's like, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A. Everything about it. I have an I Love Chick-fil-A shirt. I have a cow stuffed animal, like their Chick-fil-A cow. Yeah. It's serious.
All right, transitioning into a serious question here. And I'm wondering, I know you're a lady, but, and maybe people
don't say transitioning when we're talking about transsexual. Train sexual.
Yeah, I said train sexual. Hey, we're in a little honk. Thank you guys so much for listening right there. I love it. People are filing in right now into the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The gates just opened at 8 o'clock, and it's going to be beautiful. The sun's shining. But something that happens, there was a cyclist. He was stopped during a race recently. His name is Tom Dumoulin, and he was leading a race in Italy the other day this week, but he had to stop on the side of the road. Alex, do you have any idea why he might have had to stop? He was leading the race.
He had to use the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, I was right?
And that's it. I saw that story, and I got looking around earlier today before like Lamp Town woke up. A lot of people had to use the bathroom. A lot of the guys were not walking to the porta-potties.
Nope, they were just peeing in front of us.
But have you ever been in a thing, maybe a road trip or just in your car, where you had to go to the bathroom and you couldn't make it home? Hey, what's up? There we go. We've got people yelling this morning. I guarantee they're going to be doing what we're talking about in a second.
If you're listening to us on the radio, that's what we should tell
It'll
them.
It'll be delayed about 20 seconds, but if you are listening to Joe and Alex show, you hear, honk your horn. Producer MK, have a honking sound effect ready in case nobody honks at us. No, but this story is so funny because this guy was leading the race and he had to pull over his bike and he dropped a deuce.
Whoa. Okay, that was really aggressive in the morning, Producer MK. That sounds, oh, God.
He pulled down his racing onesie. This sounds like Snakebit on Sunday.
Yeah!
Good morning, guys. Good morning. And he popped a squat right next to the road sign. Luckily, though, this guy was so good.
Oh, come
on. That doesn't sound healthy, by the way. If you continuously are doing that, that's not good. He ended up, though, still finishing first in that stage of the race.
He got first?
He still, even though he pulled over, dropped his racing onesie, and popped a squat and dropped a deuce.
You know, I was thinking about using the bathroom for the people that are in that crazy crowd for Snakebit on Sunday. Like, it almost makes sense for them to wear, like, a pull-up or a diaper, trying to get through that crowd to use the bathroom.
I'd love to. Well, that's what I'm wondering, too, because I'm getting my little
Romp him. And you don't know this because you obviously don't wear rompers like girls do all the time. This will be your first time. But they are so hard to get in and out of to use the bathroom. But I think Jess West, who's making your romper, she said she was doing something special for the guy. She's putting a zipper there so you can just
whip it out. I asked her for a front flap because I plan on drinking lots of alcohol until I get in trouble with our bosses for doing that. But I also want to make sure I have, like, the butt flap. So, like, somebody can button the two buttons around my butt cheek, and I can just do what I need to do.
Epic. Okay. I don't want to hear that anymore.
I'm a little concerned if it's that bad right there. All right. Joe and Alex Show, we are broadcasting live from inside Glamp Town here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Everybody doing their thing, driving on in here, getting ready for a long day. Did she just flash us?
I think that just happened, yes.
We just got flashed. All right. It's better than a dude. I'll take that.